This is Dial a Saint, introducing Saint Blaise. An easy way to recall the life of Saint Blaise is to notice the special way candles are used on his feast day, as our throats are blessed. Saint Blaise was the bishop of Sebastia in Armenia, which today is located in southern Russia between the Black and Caspian Seas. He was martyred for the faith by the governor of Cappadocia in about 316 AD during the reign of the Roman Emperor Constantine. According to legend, Blaise went to live in the mountains during the persecution. He cared for the wild animals, who found a gentle friend in the bishop, for instead of fearing them, he lovingly blessed and healed those which were sick or wounded. He was discovered one day by pagan hunters who were searching for animals to be used in the amphitheater games. They reported Blaise to the governor, who had him arrested and brought to trial. While the soldiers were returning with Blaise, they were met by a poor woman whose pig had been carried off by a wolf. The saintly man took pity on her, and at his command the wolf returned the pig unharmed. Soon after this, a little boy was brought to him who had swallowed a fishbone and was choking to death. The saint immediately healed him. The governor was unmoved by these reports of the miracles and ordered him to be scourged. Then he was confined without any attention or food. The woman whose pig he had restored was told of his condition and secretly brought him food and candles to light his dark prison cell. His torture was begun again, but this time the soldiers used wire combs to reopen his wounds. In spite of all his sufferings, he still refused to renounce his faith and was beheaded. The legends about Saint Blaise are popular in Germany and France to this day. Saint Blaise is remembered throughout the world as the patron saint of wild animals, wool combers, and all those who suffer from throat ailments. On his feast day, crossed candles are placed at each person's throat in memory of the candles which were brought to him in prison, and the boy who swallowed the fishbone. The priest then gives a blessing which asks that throat problems may be prevented by God through the intercession of Saint Blaise. Let us pray that we do not become so involved with our daily activities that we forget those who are in need. By giving our love to others, we return God's love to him.